friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
Welcome everyone to episode 25 of Good Friends and Fess, the only podcast where the person in the fucking title is never on the show. I'm Stephen.
I'm Tyson.
I'm Lexus.
Let's get into some
general chit chat.
All right, let's finish the intro.
All right, so that was Lee as per usual doing the intro, wasn't it? No, yeah. Lee. No.
Thanks for coming, Lee, and we'll see you later.
Yeah. Now Lee's gone. Fuck that guy. Nah, man. But speaking of fuck that guy. I think we all know who we're talking about here, Fez. We promised Fez on Twitter. We promised that Fez would be on the show.
But have we broken promises
you
already?
Once you tweet something,
yes,
it's official. That's like signing your life away.
Yeah. It's not tweeting, it's twatting. Yeah. It's being a twat.
And that's what Fez is doing. He's being a massive twat. So yeah. Once again, absent from the pod.
Yeah, we structure this podcast schedule around his uni exam schedule, and yet still he is not here.
Yeah, we've had this plan for months,
yeah,
or longer, and we just get dogged.
And it's inevitable. God, I'm speaking like Fez here. I'm sitting in his seat right now. We all know he's gonna fail. He could have just came. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Like, this is probably his best performance to date on this podcast right now.
Being ragged on, but like slightly less than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but good luck for Fez with his exams, though.
Like, he's done with them, dude. He's done. He's all done exams.
Oh, okay.
Do you know, listeners, why your beloved Fez couldn't make it?
Tell us.
He wanted to have a nap. Have a nap.
On a Friday evening.
And this is when we're legitimately sitting around sinking beers tonight.
Yeah.
What better place could you be at right now?
Oh, dude, I would struggle to think.
Yeah, literally not one better place.
Definitely not cuddled up in Fez's bed.
Amongst Arnie posters.
You're all right.
But anyway, yeah, so Fez is rubbish. We've established that. Let's not dwell on the fact, because frankly, he doesn't deserve our time.
Yeah.
Mm.
He'll be eagerly listening to this, waiting for his name to come up.
Yeah.
Penis in hand.
Yeah, might be one of the best pods we've done. We've always got a high potential as soon as Fez isn't on the pods. So.
That's true. Plus, this podcast has a bit of a twist, which we'll introduce right now.
Oh, now just save it a couple of minutes.
Twist incoming! Just play the foghorn for 2 minutes. We'll eventually tell what the twist of this podcast is. No, so what we're doing this pod is we're going to do the first half hour, or first half of it at least, sober, and then we'll take a break, we're going to sink some beers, and we're going to come back pretty tipsy and just see how different it is. Yeah. So that's the plan. So we'll do a couple segments, break, and then we'll come back with a bit of the juice in us.
Yep, I'll be very juicy. Yeah. Ready to go. I'll be moist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ready to talk to you, lads.
Okay, that's nice. Like, that's nice.
You've got to lubricate your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lubricate my mind. My vocal cords.
Lubricate your body, dude.
And he's sober right now.
Actually, that's the funny thing is, like, we've classified this as sober. We're like a couple of beers in.
Couple of beers, this is
the alcoholic definition of sober.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the end of a long week as well, so those beers always go down so well.
Oh, yeah. I haven't eaten, so.
I haven't eaten all day.
I don't eat. I'm bulimic. Anyway, I get the IV drip out of my arm. Let's continue. No, but so we were speaking just before about places we prefer to be, and right now there's nowhere. I love you guys. This is amazing. But in a few months, there is a place I prefer to be, and the name of that is WrestleMania 30. WrestleMania, booked in my tickets, got up at 2:30 a.m. Australian time, booked in the tickets for the big daddy, the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania 30 next year.
Whereabouts is it?
New Orleans.
Oh, nice, nice.
That's the big one.
Party Central.
That's the big one.
That's the big one. No, but that's gonna be sick. But here's 2:30, I get up, right, sleep deprived as hell, get up, and this well, I got it for the pre-sale.
Yeah.
I had a pre-sale. I had 20 pre-sale codes. Entered them all. All of them just gave me buffering symbols. Just like, your tickets will be available in 1 minute to choose from. Ticketmaster, by the way, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, get some better servers. You know everyone's going to be smashing this shit.
Yeah.
Never works.
Yeah. So then, like, I'm just sitting there, like, waiting, waiting. Eventually one comes up and says, all tickets are gone in your price range. I'm just like, oh, that's sweet. Like, so this is 3 a.m. in the morning and I'm depressed as hell. And I wasn't just paying for me. I was paying for three other people.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of felt like their hopes were like,
come on,
Steven.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it's just a few of us that really want to go see the wrestling. Yeah. One of them was probably like, whatever. I'll probably have a better night if I don't go to the wrestling.
The males of the group really wanted to go.
The males love a bit of greasy men. But so we're there. And eventually, one of the pre-sale codes worked.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're familiar with Ticketmaster. It gives you a minute 30 to decide if you want those tickets. So it's like, here are four tickets. And they're quite expensive. I'm not going to drop the value, but let's just say we're going quite to the top of the range here. And it's just like, do you want to spend this amount of money now?
Yeah.
1 minute 30 to decide. And I'm just like,
And so you've got
to
factor in the loading time when you actually click accept. So exactly. Really, you've only got about 45 seconds.
Exactly. So you click on that. And then there's a another timer for you to enter your details. And it's just timer, timer, timer until eventually I go, congratulations, Steven, you're going to WrestleMania. Thank you very much. I will be there. Any fans, look me up. But I was thinking about this. And I was like, imagine if that is... Because most people are like, oh, online's so convenient. But imagine if that's how shit worked in real life. Like, you go up to the checkout. And you're like, I'm thinking of getting this game. It's like, well, you have 1 minute to decide. And then we're taking that game away and putting it back for other people to buy. What other things do you think are inconvenient online that in the real life, like, would never... Because that would never slide. If I went up to a ticket tech here, if I waited there for a minute 30, they would be like, back of the line now, mate.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, if you got a game in hand in your EB Games, you go up to the counter and it's like, oh, you want this game? And you just look at it for a minute. Like, what is wrong with this guy? He's like...
But you know what I mean? Like, how about flight, like, travel agencies? Like, you have a bit of a discussion. They're like, oh, we've got these plane tickets. Do you want to spend $3,000 on it now?
Yeah, right.
How about now? Now?
Now?
You got, you okay? Okay. Oh, they're gone. They're gone. You're no longer going to America. We now have the option of Zimbabwe. Are you interested?
So it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of weird because, like, online, I guess, like, it's kind of virtual that there's all these people around the world are trying to get those tickets as well. So as soon as your time runs out, everyone else can latch onto those tickets. So it's kind of like being in a store and, you know, say, for example, you want to buy this pillowcase. I don't know why I'm saying pillowcase. But imagine like 50 women behind... No, but imagine...
Women as well. Jeez.
Yeah, imagine like 50 pillow women talk. Standing behind you wanting that one pillowcase. And the person at the counter say, you've got a minute and a half to decide. Yeah. That's kind of what it is online, but you actually don't have that face-to-face interaction of people... kind of wanting your tickets.
Have you ever had someone say to you, you're taking too long to pick in real life?
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
Never will someone say that to you because it's rude.
I mean,
well, on the internet, it's just like you're rude on YouTube comments. Just the internet is just rude people. I'm going to say it.
There's a few kind ones.
Well, there's a lot of rudies out there.
Here we go. Internet rants.
Yeah. A lot of rudy poo candy asses.
So what do you think Ticketmaster should offer then? Because like, to be honest, in my situation, I've done that same thing as well. Gone to America, bought sporting tickets, and gone through that whole thing. Waking up at 4 a.m. and then you just get absolutely pressured into a sale.
Yeah,
like you end up just taking something you can get because
you don't know if it's going to be there again.
Yeah, and another 5 minutes to load a page, and you know the code's not working, or whatever. You just end up taking it, whatever. But what do you think Ticketmaster should do? Is there an alternative? What about if you could...
I think a minute 30 is pretty tight.
Yeah.
For one. I reckon first in best dress, man. If you get in, then you get the map of the thing, and you go, I want these.
Yeah.
And then it should just be like constantly refreshing to show you what's available, what's not available. And you lock it in, and then you have that. And okay, then you can't just sit on it forever, but not a minute and a half, man. Like, that's... You should have the amount of time to be able to give someone a call and be like, look, I got in there early. Bang. Now give me 20 minutes.
Is this cool?
Let me
like these seats.
Yeah.
But I mean, what about those places that sell out in literally a minute and a half?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, Rolling Stones coming to Adelaide. Sold out in 4 minutes or some shit. There's not a lot of time.
People must do... How does that even work? Like, I don't know. They say like things sell out in a minute, but like if everyone's taking that long to load a page,
yeah, or, I don't know.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I think maybe it goes on set. Maybe I don't know. Like in the old days, like say like AFL Grand Finals. For the listeners out there that don't know AFL, I guess it's like our biggest sporting event in Australia.
Yeah, rules football.
Yeah, and people queue up like midnight the night before. Like if they're gold ticket,
you know, that's what they should do. They should allocate tickets. No, Ticketmaster for American events. No, they should allocate tickets to like Adelaide. They should be like, we've got a percentage of people that click on our website. We'll allocate like, you know, 20 WrestleMania tickets from varying price ranges. And if I want to, I should be able to find out what price ranges are available and line up. So if I want to line up there for a day beforehand, I damn well should be getting some good tickets.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, you tell them, boy. You get those fucking tickets.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. All right. Enough about that. There'll be more talk between now and WrestleMania, I'm sure, because I'm loving it.
I sure hope so, because I love wrestling.
Who doesn't, mate?
Many people.
Not a fan.
All right, let's move it on, shall we? Let's move it on to our first segment with La 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 La. The world would be better if... Question mark?
If you stop singing.
You tell him, girlfriend.
Oh, you're horrible.
This is the sober part of the show. My segment this week is the world would be better if. This is going to work as like a standard type of hypothetical situation. You start off the sentence with the world would be better if, then you say something, and then the other person has to complete the sentence. So I would say, you know, the world would be better if Fez, and then Tyson might say,
die.
No.
And there we go.
And then you'd have to explain why it would be better if Fez was dead.
Okay.
So you get me?
Yeah. So does it... Yeah. All right. Yeah. No. Let's roll with this.
Let's roll with it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's actually start off with you then, Tyson. So we'll go around twice.
Yeah. All right. So let's do this.
Yeah. But you just got to give him a word that he can work with.
Okay. The world would be better if dinosaurs
still existed. That was a pretty big gimme, but
yeah, that was a gimme.
Yeah.
Way to be lame, Tyson.
Yeah, you suck, bro.
Are you trying to sabotage my segment, Tyson?
Oh, you got me! You got me.
All right. Every week.
As I said, I'm sitting in Fez's chair, so let's redo that.
That's good. That's good. How good was Jurassic Park, guys? Seriously, the first time you saw it, the amazement really on good. Sam Neill's face. I just wish I was Sam Neill at that time. Wearing like a red bandana.
Like a scarf.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Neill was okay. I like the bounty hunter guy. This like clever girl,
and then dies.
Yeah, but he says clever girl, and it's kind of cool.
Are they making
everyone remembers that line?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, were.
Yeah, they were like with rocket launchers on the dinosaurs.
Yeah, weaponized. Yeah. Dinosaurs.
What's that? The politician here in Australia, we've got Clive Palmer. Yeah, isn't he like making a dinosaur park or something?
Exactly. But
yeah, so dinosaurs will be real.
No, robot. So.
Yeah, well, same thing. It's going to be. Are they going to be to scale?
Probably.
That's badass.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, what do you go? Like, is there just going to be a paddock? Like, you just go and there's just a fucking grass field. No. It'll be like three dinosaurs just sitting there.
No, it will be like some animatronic stuff. You walk past and then there'll be like a sensor and the brontosaurus will lift its like head up and go... And then you'll be like, I wish I didn't pay $60 to see this.
So it'll be like Pokemon Snap.
Well,
do you remember that?
Not at all. Yeah, a great game, but I don't.
Great game?
Oh, dude. Yes. Short but sweet.
Anything in the Pokemon world.
Yeah.
I love throwing pester balls at them. Just like, rile them right up.
Anyway, this has got heaps off topic. Yeah, I remember you're sick of dinosaurs around and we could hunt them and live in fear. You know, I like this thing where like villages are terrorized by
giant beasts. You're weird. Yeah.
It's kind of like my recurring.
Weren't you talking about that last pod?
Yeah. Well,
I talk about it. Even though I wasn't on there, I listen.
Oh, good man.
You made up 50% of our listenership that episode.
Yeah. Well, going on that theme, I'd really like to just see in the news. Small village in India has been like attacked by velociraptors or something. You'd be like, oh man, I'm glad I'm not in the high velociraptor area.
You are Thank a sick God. Freak, dude.
Wouldn't that be cool though?
No, it wouldn't. I'd feel just terrible like, for the people.
Oh, wow. And like instead of weather forecast, it's like pterodactyl forecast, just like where they are at the moment and when to stay inside.
One day, awesome. One day, Lexus, one day.
I'll get my wish one day.
Yeah. All right. No, that's a fair reason. All right.
Swing
it around.
So let's
pay it forward.
Swing it back on over.
Swing it.
So
keep swinging.
I'm trying to. You keep saying something about swinging.
Swing dance.
All right. The world would be a better place if nanotechnology.
If nanotechnology was all that anyone ever used. So everything was just really small. Like, that's it. We just walk around naked, but we just have all these really small gadgets on us. Be great, man. You'd save a lot of room in your house. You'd just be like, oh, what's this? Oh, my projector. Oh, it's nanotechnology. Yeah, that's cool. But then I guess the negative would be, because everything's so small, it'd be easy to break.
Probably. Why are we naked?
Because clothes are nanotechnology as well.
Yeah. It's not just like many nanotechnology creating like a garment. It's just like,
no,
I'm wearing a t-shirt. It's right here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what people look for. They just be like, oh, that's a sweet t-shirt. It's just like, this, you have to get a microscope out to see it, type thing.
Why are you wearing it on your dick?
This is quite an intellectual podcast for having beers in hand right now, I reckon.
Is it? We're talking about miniature t-shirts on our dicks.
Nanotechnology.
If that's your intellectualism, I feel sorry for you. But nah. I think it'd be sick, man. Nanotechnology is the way of the future, man. Tyson, the world would be a better place if girls... Giving you a hot one there.
Ooh,
hot topic.
Girls like Fez.
Would that be a better place?
I think it would be. So we wouldn't have to see him whinging and... You know, he'd be more fulfilled in life. He would be better to hang around with. Wouldn't you all agree?
The world would be better. But mainly because there's probably an accompanying cooler person.
Like, yeah, some chilled out girl who just would actually speak in the podcast pretty much.
Well handled though.
Oh, thank you.
Pass you the hot potato, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
So is this what this podcast is coming to? Anytime I say something that's good, I get praise.
Yeah.
No one else gets fucking praise. This.
You're like the kid that's good, not so great.
I demand a gold sticker.
That's like me at the gym, man, that I go to. Everyone's like, whenever I'm doing like the same thing that everyone else is, they're like, oh, good hustle, Steven. Good effort. I'm just like, thanks, man. But everyone else did about the same or more than me, so. Geez.
You're just the slow kid in class?
Yeah.
Oh, you did great today, man. You're good.
You're slow. You can't put three words together. Yeah. You're this doing is, a good job.
This is episode 25, Good Friends and Tyson.
All right, let's. We're on to the second route. We've gone all around the world.
I would have said round, but let's go route.
Yeah, all right,
let's get our second route on.
Yeah, well, we're talking about girls and Fez, you know, go hand in hand, route, you know.
Well, they go into the hand, but roots are rarely seen.
Yeah. The world would be a better place if cordial.
Oh.
Good one.
Gave you a hard one.
Yeah, that's like make round two more difficult.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So if cordial was on tap.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes.
Is water still on tap?
No, it's just cordial.
Then that would not be. How would that be better?
How would that be better?
Taste buds.
Taste buds is a big one.
That's not an argument. Tyson just said taste buds and nodded.
Delicious. And now I'm nodding because that's true.
Yeah, but diabetes, bro.
And the dad that makes cotties will be living in a better home.
What are you talking about? The dad that makes cotties?
Yeah. My dad fucks and makes
cotties. He picks the fruit, goes to cotties.
To make the cordial.
That I like best. Yeah, okay. Well, dude.
Did you watch TV when you were
I just sang the end of it.
But yeah, he'd be a rich motherfucker right now.
Well, is that
especially
your benefit?
If it was on tab,
yeah.
I just like it. I think it's good. Oh, if it was on tab, it'd be pre-mixed according to the ratios on the bottle, which if you've ever perfectly followed them, it's really nice. It's
I think it's too weak. I like it a little bit
sweeter. I actually like it weaker.
I like it weaker. I like it strong.
Depends. Yeah.
But I tried it. I was like, that shit's good.
Yeah, it depends. Well, first of all, it depends on what mood I'm in. Like, if...
And flavor.
Yeah, but if I'm tired, I want it stronger. If I, you know, but if I'm just, like, a bit parched, like, a weaker.
Actually, here's another cool thing that I just thought of. Every day is, like, a different flavor. They pump through the taps of the Cottage Factory.
Everyone would stock up.
You might get some days where it's, like, that the weird orangey one, and everyone's like, this kind of tastes like shit. But then there's days when it's, like,
cooler?
The raspberry. Cooler. Yeah, cooler.
Ooh, cooler's good. Yeah, yeah. The green one? Is that?
Yes, yeah.
Cooler? Like, no one quite knows what it is. Cooler's
good.
I don't care.
Raspberry.
Raspberry's good, but that's when just everyone would be crazy. Like, it'd just be hyper day.
Like, yeah, that'd be
red cordial. You can't beat cooler. There's no competition.
Yeah,
cooler. I rate red higher than cooler.
Oh, dude.
Although, when I was growing up, I told mum, only get red or green, no other ones. Because we always used to get, like, the weak lemon and orange. It used to taste like shit.
Yeah, bubble. I hate, like, the bubble gum and weird shit.
Was it bubble gum?
Yeah, blue.
Yeah, but you don't want bubble gum in a cordial, dude. Like, bubble gum flavor's good.
But not.
Yeah, in a Zupa Duper.
Yeah. Oh, not flavors. Yes.
That's man, I could go for that right
Let's
now.
Not do flavors of Zupa Duper. Let's move on.
Yeah. All right. The world would be a better place if sex...
The world would be a better place if sex was always... Was mandatory followed by a meal. It was a mandatory meal after sex.
I hear ya.
You get a meal after you've had sex?
Yeah, mandatory meal.
That's not
Where does
idea.
The meal come from?
Just there.
yeah, it just appears. Yes. No, you've got to get one, but it's like you have to get one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, nah, probably won't. And then you're just like, you're tired and lethargic for us, and then you just lay around in
do you
bed,
eat it with
probably
the
have sex again.
Do you eat it with the person or persons?
Anytime, yes, you have to make it with the person.
Yeah.
I think that when I say sex should be followed by food, I mean like directly. Mm. So you should have, it must be mandatory to have a ready-made meal there for when you're done.
Yeah. So if you know something's going to take about 15 minutes to cook and you're expecting the...
15 minutes, jeez. I'll be getting 2 minute noodles. and if you're into like tantric sex, then get something chilled. Like
put on a slow roast curry or something.
Yeah, get your slow cooking crack. Enjoy the aroma while you're getting your pleasure on.
That's a good one. I like that.
So cool. All right, so let's keep this going. So, Tyson, the world would be a better place if dill pickles.
Dill pickles. Just like, was that? Dill Pickles. Was he in Rugrats?
Were those surname Pickles?
Yes, I think
it
was.
Stu Pickles.
Yes!
And his little brother was called Dill.
Dill Pickles.
That is a clever pun I did not pick up on to you
right
now.
God, look at that.
Look at this special kid over here.
For that, I will give you the opportunity to either answer it as the
answer it as the kid.
Or the kid. Okay.
Fuck it, I'll answer it as a kid. That's the first thing that came to my head. Alright, the world would be a better place if Dill Pickles...
Younger brother of Tommy Pickles.
Yeah, I feel like he ruined Rugrats, just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright, yeah, the world would be a better place if Dill Pickles was never born.
Hmm. And no one would argue with that fact.
And there was no Rugrats all grown up.
Oh,
that was shit.
Yeah, it was
it
just...
There could be Rugrats all grown up, but no, like, retarded Dill.
Yeah, and
if you watch that
Angelina
show,
or Angelica being a whore? Like, does she really have to be a whore?
Was she a whore and all grown up?
I'm pretty sure she was.
She dressed.
She had a mobile phone. She was underage.
She's a whore.
Yeah, but would you agree? It was just better when it was just Tommy and the parents. Yeah.
I would agree.
I would agree.
In fact, didn't I start this conversation? Saying that it ruined Rugrats.
I think everyone agrees the world would be a better place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Most of our world would be better as if like these things didn't exist.
Mm. Dinosaurs would be better if they did exist.
Yeah. Sex. Ooh,
I don't know. India wouldn't like it.
That's true.
Judging by
that's true.
It's not just India. I've just used them as an example.
All right. Okay. Let's move it on. Let's move on to the next segment before we take our breaks to get a bit tipso. All
right.
Well, Lex, the world would be a better place if you did a segment.
Yes, it would. Thank you for that introduction. That's very nice. For my segment, yes, shit, bloke. All right, for my segment this week, I was reminiscing the other day, just randomly in the car.
Memories.
About a time I did something bad to a random person, but thinking back, I would do it again every time. So that's what I want you guys to answer today. When you've done a real shit thing and you're a shit bloke, just to a random guy, but if you had the choice, you'd go back and do the same shit thing to that guy.
Does it have to be a guy?
Or girl.
Good.
Yeah, okay, let's leave that. So, Lexus, can we hear your example to get the...
Yeah, for me. I remember at uni days, I used to go along King William and just wait for the bus stop. And it was like further down past North Terrace. So you could actually like jump up and sit on the... Whatever, that's not really important. But there was... But there was like a...
I don't know if any listeners are out there. Do you remember the last time we spoke about public transport? Remember when Fez was telling that story?
Oh, God, that was bad.
We're heading down that path.
Yeah. So what? I called a bus.
We're taking it in turns of being the worst person on this podcast. We're all shouldering Fez's responsibilities.
It's a big burden.
It's hard. We have to share it.
You can't
do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was waiting for a bus. And yeah, that's my story, guys. I remember seeing a guy from primary school I didn't really like at all. And with me, it's like the first time I meet a person, I don't like him. And then they like have to prove that I like him. Yeah. I'm just weird like that. Anyway, this guy never really talked to me or anything. I just disliked him completely. Like, I really didn't like him. Anyway, he went into his wallet because the bus was coming, pulled out his wallet to get his multipass out. And $10 like came out of his wallet and went on the floor beside him. And like the bus wasn't there, it was caught at the traffic lights. And I looked down, I saw this $10, and I was like, man, I hate this kid so much. I really don't like him. And it was a younger kid, like about 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And I thought surely he would have seen the $10 go to the floor. I was like, oh, all right. And then the bus pulled up, this kid walks onto the bus. No one's seen this $10, so I pick it up. And I was like, do I give this back to this kid and be like, hey man, you dropped $10? But I didn't. I put it straight into my wallet and walked on the bus. And I was like, yes, $10, yes. And I was being like a champion for the rest of the bus ride home.
Champion thief.
Yep, champion thief.
Wow, that is bad.
Is it? Is it too bad?
You did steal $10. It's not too bad.
I didn't steal.
Why
I found
was this guy
it.
A dick?
See, that's the thing. He never did anything wrong. I just dislike the look of him. He's one of
those guys. I respect that. I respect that.
What? Disliking the looks of people?
Yeah. Yeah, some people just... Everyone does. You have no reason not to like this person, but you just don't like
him. Surely you've got a guy like that. You're just like... You're a reasonable guy. I just dislike
you. Yeah. I don't like how your eyes are too spaced.
Never
from
on
your nose.
Never on looks.
Well, not just looks, just you get
general
some sort of vibe or something.
Yeah,
vibe,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you're like,
vibe.
I don't like it.
Yeah, like their posture.
Their posture. He's got a really upright posture.
Yeah.
I just like him. Put your chest away, man.
Yeah, okay. That is pretty shit blokey.
That's shit bloke, but turning back time, I'd probably do it again.
Yeah.
It's a sweet $10 right there.
Cool.
So... Steven, similar story?
Similar, yes, in that I didn't like the person that I was a shit bloke to either. Mine was, we were at a party, and one of my mates, you know when your mate gets a girlfriend that you hate? It's just that uppity bitch that's always coming around and just takes your mate away from you? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about here. Don't get me wrong, a lot of my mates' girlfriends are great. Anyway, she was here at this party, and no one liked her. She was fairly hot, but she was just the worst person. Like, so self-centered, didn't care about anyone else, just did whatever she wanted. And my mate was the nicest dude. Anyway, long story short, I caught her macking some other dude at the party. And I was like, ooh. And this other guy was kind of a half friend of mine, but not as close as the other guy type thing. So I went and told my mate straight up. I just like walked in there, walked straight out. I was like, yes, this is going to end this relationship. Like, partly for my own selfish needs of wanting to get my mate back. And I just woke up to mate, I'm like, dude, just saw X kissing Y. My mate just gets up, goes in there, shouts at her, and punches this dude in the face.
Yes.
Like, this guy, my mate, was just rage mode. And I stopped him after the first punch, because he looked like he was going to kill this guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is my shit bloke story. Because I did kind of know the guy. I didn't want him to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
But, and it was really, it wasn't so much for my mate to know that this chick was cheating on him. Obviously, that's how I feel as well. But it was also for me just to get her out of my life.
Yeah. So it was mainly to break it up so she wouldn't be around anymore.
Exactly. Because I detested her.
But what about if you liked her, though? I think as a friend, you still gotta, like,
you gotta tell them.
You gotta tell them.
Yeah. Like, you do. Don't get me wrong. That's why I don't regret it at all.
Yeah.
But it's kind of shit blokey because there's the other guy that's involved. And there's probably a better way for me to break it to him than the way I did. When I was just like, yo.
Yeah.
I told you she
the
was
guys in the room.
Yeah.
Maybe we should punch him in the face.
Hey, you had that Ticketmaster fucking time down on you. You've got 1 minute and 30 seconds to tell him.
Yeah. Otherwise you'll never tell again.
Yeah. So that got kind of serious, that story. But I think that is something that people should do. Like, yeah, you might think it's a shit bloke being a snitch and stuff. And not like, I don't snitch on anything except for in these type of circumstances. Because the truth would come out. That was my shit story. Tyson?
All right, my shit bloke story is, I'm sure there's probably a few listeners out there, and maybe...
Hopefully. I really do hope so.
Hopefully a few listeners out there that would have been in the same situation. All right, so my shit bloke story, and I'd fucking do it again, is, so out in town, everyone probably had this. Everyone's had this. You're out in town, you're single. You're not looking to pick up, but... So you're not the one actively going over, but a girl comes to you.
This is going to be a massive humble brag.
No. Okay, so a girl comes over to you and she starts talking to you and obviously out of your league, way too good for you, okay? And she's, you know, chatting with you, just a bit of small talk. You're like, oh yeah, where's this heading? Because you just kind of came up to me randomly. And then she does the old, you know, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. You've talked for a minute. Oh, see my friend over there? Oh. That never is good. Because what a girl does is they send the hottest girl from the group over to approach the guy.
Yeah, and she's always got so bubbly. Yeah.
Yeah, your heart's already warm to this girl.
Yeah.
And then once she said, my friend over there, in your head you think, oh, hot girls are friends with hot girls, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So then, you know,
necessarily. I think a lot of hot girls are friends with less hot girls to make them look hotter.
Exactly. But and this is where
when you're on the drink and there's some hot chicks like, my friend, you're like, damn, son.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. When you're on the drink, you're like, oh, she must be smoking.
So basically, you've still got that in your high hopes that she's got hot friends. And you do the turn, and I did the turn, and fuck, that wasn't nice.
We were just talking about not judging people by their looks and shit.
No, well, so you've turned around, you've looked at the gal, and I've just gone, look, honestly, no fucking chance. And I've walked off. Now, I don't regret going up to that other friend of hers that was keen on me and doing a bit of small talk, because what's the point? You're not interested, are you? What's the point of leading them on? Don't fucking send a hot girl over. Like, how does that work? What are girls thinking? I'm just saying, I would not regret just walking away again.
So what did you say? It was the shipload thing?
I just said no fucking chance, and I just walked off.
It's not really a shipload. It's you being just perfectly honest.
No, it's kind of a shit bloke.
She waved at me.
If she's like, hi, and Tyson throws his hands in the air and says, no fucking chance.
You tell him, that's a shit bloke.
That's a shit bloke. But I mean, like,
there's another way to break it.
Yeah, there's another way to break it. I mean, which you should be able to do. Maybe you do it in a better manner than what you did.
All right, we're going to cut it here and we're going to go and sink some brews. And it's going to get rowdier in the second half of this. Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Continuing the podcast.
I'm fucked. I'm fucked. Oh, fuck. That's not fucking over-exaggerating. There's fucking heart, fucking barley and fucking hop stuck in my fucking throat.
Sweet, bro. Let's get on with your segment.
And we're back.
Yeah. And we're back.
All right, so, well, yeah, we've sanked a few beers. We've had a few beers and we had a, what was that? I've never?
Never have I ever.
We played Never Have I Ever for a while, so we found out a few things about each other.
Now we're all looking at each other awkwardly around the circle.
Yeah,
or
but
a
that's
triangle.
That's okay.
It's
that's
bonding.
Okay.
It's male bonding.
It is. It's a bonding experience, and thank fuck Fez wasn't here because
it would not have contributed anything.
Nah. All right, let's get to my segment, which is take your pick.
I'm so excited.
I don't get very creative.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I just can't.
And I just can't hide it.
Right.
I'm about to lose control and I think I like it. But I don't like Tyson.
He is a frightening.
Oh, man, this is bad for fucking audio. All right, so my segment
coughing
is
into the microphone.
Take your pick. So
the audience loves that.
So I'll give my fellow podcasters
rambunctious
raging hard on.
Yes, a raging hard on.
Ragamuffin.
Okay, so basically, take your pick is
Samurai Pizza Cats.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Alright, well I might as well just that's the end of this segment. No, all right, let's go. Let's do this because this is going to be good. After a few drinks, this is going to be good. All right.
If I can be serious for a moment.
Yeah, okay, so take your pick. I'll basically give...
I'm just going to stop you right now.
Thank you very much. I need somebody
with a human touch. Hey, you, always on the run. What a slow it down, baby. Gotta have some fun. Do-do-do-do-do.
That's Douglas Drew's pain.
All right. Okay, so about the fifth time. All right, so take...
this has got loose after
this.
It has
got loose. All right, so it was more than half an hour.
Yeah.
Why more than half an hour?
All right, let me talk. If someone fucking talks over me... All right, so take your pick. I will give you an A-B scenario. Your life is fucked, okay? Yeah. You have nothing going for you. You
correct.
Have no money.
That's right.
You've got no girlfriend. And you've got no career. So think of...
I'm Fez.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You are Fez, but you're slightly better looking. You still look the same, good. Okay?
Well, so you've got that... That's not slightly better looking. That's considerably better looking.
Okay. Okay.
That's
yeah,
quite a
modest.
Big step up.
Okay.
That's like... Yeah.
All right. So I'll give
I'm
you...
like the Brad Pitt to his...
Susan Boyle.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Okay, so I'll give you an A or B scenario. You have to choose which path you would rather take if your life was fucked. And explain the reason why you would do your pick and why you wouldn't do the other one you didn't choose.
I get you.
Okay, so Stephen, I'll go to you first.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got take your pick. Option A would be your life is fucked.
That's
so you
confusing.
Have
to- your A... segment A would be like... Use better English, please, to
yeah,
differentiate.
It's A and B.
A and B, you said both. Is this A or is it B?
Okay, this is A. Lock it in, Eddie.
Is it as easy as 1, 2, 3?
Okay, this is A.
It'd be
so
left or right, maybe.
No, let's do A
left
and B.
Left side is this. Right
no,
side.
Let's do A and B because
right
it's my
side.
Segment. I fucking paid fucking royalty rights for this. I don't know. Let's go on. Okay, so your option A would be...
A
go-
would be.
Oh my god.
A would be. A would be C.
Okay, your option
yeah,
A. Option
be-
Stephen James. Your option A is.
Would be. Oh, good.
Well, your played. Option A is to take the Billy Madison path, but to go back in primary school and do reception year 1 all the way up to Year 12, again, but you do the full years. Your life is fucked. You can't get a job. No, you've committed a murder or whatever.
No, that is not the penalty for committing murder.
Whatever. Okay, so...
it is in this scenario.
Anyway, this is... yeah, fuck you. This is, or option B, so you can't get any job, you can't get anywhere in life unless you take option A, Billy Madison path, but it's not that one week 12. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's every year. Again. Or...
how old am I? My age now?
Your age now. This is real life, man. 35. Or option B is spend the rest of your life in the Big Brother house, but you're famous and you don't have to spend a cent. You've got free rent, you got free food, and you just get the housemates in every year.
But the Big Brother house doesn't get any outside interaction.
No, it's just the house.
So go on.
Good. I do R12, bro. R12 all day, every day.
Yeah. So you would graduate when you're like 40 nearly or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Close to. Not so quite, a bit under that.
So you'd feel okay being
I wouldn't appreciate it, but in this circumstance, yeah. I'd prefer to be... because I still have my intelligence like I do now, don't I?
Yeah, you're not dumb.
Yeah, so I'd just be smashing the grades. Yeah. Like, I'd just be like... that's what
but you still have to do... you have to do a whole year. You can't skip grades because you're smart.
Fine, dude. I'd be hitting on the teachers if I was single, which I'm not. I wouldn't be. Mm. I'd be...
how do you make your money in this scenario?
Yeah. I'm on Centrelink, bro. I assume I'm on Centrelink. I'm on that dope.
What is that smoke?
No, but yeah. So your life is absolutely wrecked. If you go from research to year 12, you can get a job after. So you take that over.
No, but during those 12 years, can I get like a part time to get me through an 8?
Like, you're okay. I don't know.
From 3 p.m.
What? If you don't know, you said the hypothetical.
You're living at your parents' house just like you would have in school.
That's fine. I'd fucking... Yeah. Just
play Nintendo.
They're buying you a fruit box. You've got your little fucking, you know...
packet. Yeah, but do you say Big Brother for the rest of my life?
Yes.
So it's not just the 12 years.
No, it's the rest of your life.
So I'm referring to the 12 years.
You can guess... yeah, all right. All right. So pass it along to Lexus.
Handball it.
Yeah, handball. Okay, I have your option A and your option B. Are you ready, Lexus?
I'm just catching balls, man.
In his mouth. He's catching balls in his mouth.
All right, I might just talk because this is fucking sound. This probably sounded weird for everyone listening. Okay, so.
It sounds like balls in the mouth.
So, yeah, same scenario. You're broke. You've got nothing going for you. You can't get a job or whatever.
Shit life. Life equals Fez.
Exactly. But if you take option A or option B, at the end of it, your life is going to be okay. Okay?
Yeah.
So your option A is you have to break very weird Guinness World Records.
That sounds awesome.
This sounds a lot better than my options.
Yeah, that's great. On a TV show, right?
Yeah, you know that one that used to be on like Channel 7?
Who Dares Wins?
Or
Who Dares Wins?
Am I on Who Dares Wins?
No, it's not Who Dares Wins. It's Break Weird Guinness World. You remember Guinness World Records?
That was good too.
That show was good.
So you're constantly known as the guy that breaks very weird ones.
I'm loving
it. Give him the options.
Yeah. Taking a cashew out of a guy's asshole. You know,
I never saw that episode.
I mean, not once was that done, but fine. The quickest I can do that, the better. Yeah,
exactly.
For me.
You know, how many you can unsalt in 30 seconds.
All right. You've really built option A up quite a bit.
Is that option A?
Yes, that's option A. And option B would be...
to be like wanked off for life by hot chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I got such great options.
And your option B would be to be Fez's boyfriend. Your life is fucked, okay? So you can take option A, which is break weird Guinness World Records, which you end up getting money for, blah, 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 blah. Or you can be Fez's boyfriend, who is a successful, let's just call engineer. Yeah. What would you do?
What do you think? I'd be option A.
Yeah.
Guinness World Records.
The old cashews.
No one picks Fez.
What do you mean the old cashews? No. Bouncing like heaps of basketballs on many poles.
But you want to be doing that for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Anyway, Tyson's turn.
Yeah, hey, you got like this? Single one for me.
You go option A. Ooh, you go, yeah.
Do segments get worse when we've drank or?
They don't get better.
This is pretty bad.
In my mind, when I was sober, this was going to go well. So.
All right, option A. You find yourself on the streets.
Yep.
Your only option is to be a male prostitute. prostitute. Unfortunately, guys don't go for you. No, sorry, girls don't go for you because you're so ugly. So you're a male prostitute, and you have to look out male assholes. And
that's the only way they'll pay you, dude.
Can't I just kiss them?
Yeah.
Start kissing them, then you start looking at them.
Okay.
And then, option, sorry?
Then you get in a whole bunch of circle jerks and find yourself penetrated many times a day.
Okay.
Option A.
Hopefully I'm making enough money just to do it once a day. I would hope.
You're not. Because as I said, you're not good looking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Option B is that there are armadillos that you sweat your balls against the back of. And somehow the juice between your ball sweat and the armadillo back creates this elixir that people want to pay for. But you have to do that for like the rest of your life. So you are forever rubbing your balls against the back of an armadillo.
Why does yours have to be so sexual? I gave you fucking Billy Madison, right?
Dude.
I'm going to take option A because it wasn't the rest of my life, was it?
I never gave an end date to it.
Yeah, so. What's the end date?
Rest of his life.
Oh, now you're saying. I don't know. I would at least say option A because...
Human interaction?
I would feel like... human interaction. And I think people would appreciate it more. Whereas the armadillo thing, like, the fuck?
No, it's like this elixir that, like, you drink and you just feel like the best person ever.
But does somehow, he drink it?
No, you don't, but other people love it. It's like the perfect combination of your ball sweat and armadillo back residue that just... Mm.
Yeah, and if anyone who tasted Tyson's balls, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I'll still take...
You speak from experience?
Yes.
I'm going to take option A still, maybe. Now I want to re-fucking think of options for you guys.
Too late.
Too late.
Dun-dun. Turnover.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, I'll probably go option A because the armadillo, that hurt, wouldn't it? Like, constantly rubbing your balls? Wouldn't that hurt? For the rest of your life? Rub your balls for 3 minutes and it would hurt.
Man.
Rest of your life?
Maybe you've got lube in
balls. Yeah, it's not constantly just...
Oh, so you get breaks? You get team breaks?
Yeah, break.
It's 9 to 5. You're looking 9 to 5.
Oh, I'm taking the armadillo. Yeah.
Well, you said male prostitutes.
Yeah.
So. I'll do a bit of both. I'll do the armadillo weekends then. All right?
Yep.
Does that sound fair?
That's
fine.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You'll be a rich man in no time.
Yeah, bit of A, bit of B.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Bit of D in your mouth.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the questions, shall we? We're up to
tweet.
All right. First question is from our newly found good friend, Greg McGee at Closed Polecat. His question is, what about you guys? Did you play games with your family growing up?
A family that games together stays together.
Family that games together shames together.
Tyce, did you play with your two brothers?
Oh, all the time.
No, how are your parentals?
PlayStation, Super Nintendo,
parentals?
Nintendo 64.
Parentals also?
Nah, they were hopeless. Dad was always hopeless at games, but...
Yeah.
Oh, it's always good. I mean, I would have hated growing up without a brother. Like, like back in the old days, there was no online. Like, the computer always got too easy. Like, let's be honest. Computers always got too easy in a lot of the older games.
Or new games as well. Computers shit.
Yeah. Anyway,
if you can't beat a computer, you're not good at the game.
Yeah. And you got bragging. You can't brag to a computer. You got bragging rights. You're better than your brother at something. You're better than your brother at Tony Hawk.
One of a good mate and I used to have Nintendo 64 tournaments. We would write out a list of 10 different multiplayer games, and we would go through them one by one and score that shit.
Actually, me and my brother, back in the day when we were playing 64, we would actually go through the single player together, which now we like wouldn't. Because obviously, like, you do it.
No, yeah, we did that. I did that when I was young as well. And I quite enjoyed those
days. Yeah, so did I. Because, like, with 64 on...
It's like co-op.
Yeah, on co-op. But with, like, Mario 64, my brother could do kind of... He could do bosses that I couldn't do. Like, you ever played
Bomberman?
Yeah. Good game.
I could do bosses that he couldn't do, and he could do some of the bosses that I couldn't do. But you just interchange them and play it together.
Yeah, I kind of know that. Like, in like Mario 64, like, I was good at swimming levels.
Yeah, that's was right.
Good. What, all right, did you ever do the Donkey Kong thing with your brother?
Donkey Kong 64?
Never. I hated that shit.
I killed Donkey Kong 64.
No, yeah, how you could kind of swap. You could, you know, tap hands and then swap over.
Oh, we never did that. It's like, we swapped in the game, so we had to swap in real life. I never did that.
Yeah.
Were you swapping in real life?
Swapping controller, bro.
No, you didn't have to swap controller. You had, like... Your controller was...
Oh,
like,
that's right, yeah. It was the lamest two-player thing of all time.
Yeah, so it was like...
You're not talking about Donkey Kong 64. You're talking about Donkey Kong Country, bro.
Super Nintendo. Yeah. That was shit.
It's like the original Mario. It's like two-player was when the other guy dies, then you have your turn.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, you're just the last resort. Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to be the Luigi trying to clear that level.
Yeah. That's the real...
Although, original Nintendo, my dad was better than us for a while. Until we were about like 8, and then we trumped him. But in fairness, we grew up with it, and he didn't.
Parents are always horrible at games.
My mom once woke me up to help her finish a GameCube game. She Star Fox Adventures, I think it was.
Adventures, shit.
And she was like, Steven, I was like, ugh. She was like, come help me. I was like sleep deprived, helping my mom clear a stage. And she's like, okay, thanks. Go back to bed. So, my mom, fair enough. She raised me. So, I guess that's the least you can get from me.
My mom and dad used to play Commander Keen.
Oh, yeah. Commander Keen. My mom played Jill the Jungle.
Yeah, we used to have Jill the Jungle as well.
Yeah.
But back in the day, they used to be actually good. Like back in the day,
My mom was sick of Jill the Jungle.
Yeah, mom and dad used to be like equally good at Commander Keen. Now they would just be shit house. My dad's not too bad at COD, but I watch him play like some of the levels. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing?
Anyway,
thanks, Greg.
You gonna need to add Tyson?
Nah, I already added my 2 cents. So fuck off.
I forgot what you said.
Yeah, thanks, Fez. Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Tez, Tyson. Fez combination. Tez. Alright, moving on. Nah, I've had my Fez moment for the day.
Yeah.
Next one's from good lad. Ron de Paradise at Sydney Mustard.
Good man as well. Ron
he
Paradise.
Said his mate's having a little trouble with the ladies. So come on, Romeos, give me your best pickup lines.
Oh.
What's the setting?
Just club. Just say club. Yeah.
Pub. Let's go pub, not club. Because you don't want to be shouting in the ear. Club's like, hey, you got a nice dress.
What?
Pub, yeah, exactly. Pub, you can actually have a bit of a chat. You can actually be like, what's up, Slick Rick? Like,
take us away. T-Song.
Yeah, T-Song.
Best pickup line.
T-Song.
I don't like that. Girls don't fall for that corny kind of, you know, Google shit.
Yeah, you're not going to be like, are you okay? You look like you fell from heaven. You're not going to be doing that shit.
Yeah, all girls find that corny. I would just say a pickup line, if you really like the girl, just be like,
here we go. This is going to be shit house.
This is going to be shit house.
I've never seen you pick up a girl well.
Well, this is coming from a person that said they've never approached a girl before. They let the girls roll to them.
Oh.
Don't give away my comment.
Yeah. I would just say, look, to be honest, you know in your head if the girl isn't interested in you. Deep down inside every guy.
Of course you do.
So if you think the girl is interested in you, go just talk to him. But if you don't, fuck trying.
What do you mean talk to him? What do you say?
I don't know, like, hey, how you going? Or like, my name's fucking Fred, and I fucking, you know,
I want you to suck my dick.
No,
but I mean, what do you say to the girls that you think you like that like you also?
Yeah, what do you say?
What do you say, bro? What do you say, bro?
What do you say?
Just general chit chat. Hey, how you going?
What do you say after? Hey, how are you?
Well, across your dick. What you
say?
Tyson, what do you say?
I don't know.
What do you say?
You've spoken to girls before.
Yeah, but I just talk, like...
Yeah, well, what do you say? Give me an example, bro.
Crack something. Girls like guys that are funny. I don't know. Make a joke. What do you say? I don't know.
What joke you say?
Well, this is a comedy podcast. This would be the perfect time to make a joke, so...
I don't know.
A joke hasn't been said for 25 minutes.
Pay out one of her friends. I don't know.
Okay.
Fuck it, next
person. No, that's his recommendation.
I've had too many fucking beers to think.
Are you driving home, Elijah?
Shut the fuck up.
All right, mine, yeah? Mine. Like Tyson alluded to rudely before I could say it, you bitch. No, I play the game of speak to their friend, not to them. So seem heaps interesting to their friend, like oversell yourself to their friend,
that's
who you're not trying
say.
To hit on. But then, what are you talking about, Tyson? Stop fucking gyrating over there. And then they'll be like, oh, why aren't you paying attention to me? And then they'll like hear your conversation with them. Oh, that guy's pretty cool, actually. And that is how
so you
I...
do that next to the person?
Right
or...
next, no, yeah. next to them. And that's how I've done well in the past. And right. actually I've done consistently well with that technique.
Very good.
So ladies out there, if Stephen's talking to you, you get no fucking chance.
Yeah, I only talk to the females. I am not interested.
All right, well, my tip, I guess, is I like to play...
Just the tip.
Just the tip. You'll get the rest of the D later, ladies. Oh, yeah. All right, my little...
pony.
Is a great
sick
show.
Fuck.
All right, it's... I like to playfully...
Play with my
insult
pony.
A lady. Playfully insult.
Oh,
so that, you...
Yeah. You go on similar tactics to me, but
yeah.
a little bit different.
So it's
so
not,
not interested?
Well, it's kind of not interested, but a girl kind of likes it when you're just, like, playing with her, but you're putting her down a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's not insulting her, saying she's ugly or something.
Exactly.
But right. if she's like, what would you rate me as a 1 to 10? You're like, I'd say maybe a 4. Maybe hit the gym.
That's not playful. That's not playful, man.
That's not playful.
No, no, no. Playful is like, you've got big feet.
No,
but
it's
like you've got a
unibrow.
That's not playful, bro. But that's
a
actually...
bit playful. He's getting where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
how about you insult their English capability?
Or
like
their
that.
Laugh. If they got a really bad laugh, you go, I'm never.
Oh, a laugh's a good one. If they've got a shit laugh, holding on that.
Yeah, that's good too. It's sort of like you don't want to be the guy who's just been like, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so gorgeous.
Yeah,
don't
be
one
of
you want to be that guy.
Wait a minute.
No, you don't want to be that guy. So kind of playfully insult her.
Negging.
Hey?
You're talking about negging.
Negging?
Yeah, being negative.
What are you talking about, fool?
Negging. I think it's like a thing. I think being negged.
Anyway, I haven't read the playbook as well as you have, Stephen. So
dude, I read that. I wrote that.
You didn't write the playbook.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Anyway, negging is good.
Mm.
So I recommend.
Is dawn is good.
So basically, the assumption, like, for just a quick recap, I gave no advice. Stephen and Lexus pretty much just said, don't. I guess don't look overly keen. Like, from an outside perspective,
yeah,
don't
be a bitch.
Yeah. Don't be a fez.
Don't be a fez.
Be a right old fez.
Don't be a Keno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't be a Tyson and don't be a fez. That's kind of what the main message I'm getting from this is.
Yeah.
All right, moving on from that. So, what are we up to now? See, this is the latest we've ever done.
This is the final Twitter question. Final Twitter question.
Can we just tell our listeners what time it is? Because we usually do
this at 2:30 in the morning.
We usually do this at 2 in the afternoon.
We do, but it's 11:30 at night now. So, it's not as bad.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, well, it's a Friday, bro.
It's a Friday.
Last question from our Twitter friends. This is from another longtime friend. Notebooks. Crowlow?
What's up, Notebooks Crowlow?
Sam bitch.
His questione is, which concert t-shirt could you never throw away?
Never bought
never
one.
Never throw away.
I don't have
never
one.
Never throw
nah.
away.
I don't,
all right, wait.
Not that gimmicky shit.
I've got a regular concert t-shirt. What have I got?
Ha!
gay.
Nah, I never bought one.
I reckon I got like a Tech 9 shirt, but I reckon it came free with the DVD or something that I bought. But what?
Did you buy the DVD at the concert?
Maybe. I can't remember. No, I think I bought it before the concert.
Yeah, that can't.
Anyway, what? But if you had bought a t-shirt at a concert, like who's? Which band's t-shirt do you want the most, and why? Let's do that.
I don't. I mean, the music I listen to are like hip hop artists. They don't really have band shirts.
They all have t-shirts, bro.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Who name one person? I guarantee they got a t-shirt.
Yeah, good point. I don't know.
Liz gotta try to be all hip hop and shit.
Not really.
Oh, really, bro? Look at you.
Ah, man. I don't know. I don't like that gimmicky shit. I don't like fucking collectible like that. I don't know. I'd throw it out. That's why I haven't bought one, because I don't care about it.
Are you stingy, bro?
Alright.
I would have bought a Kanye West t-shirt.
Oh, fuck. I was hoping you would not say that.
You were hoping I would say that.
See, Kanye West wouldn't bring out a shirt.
Dude, would you prefer to have a John West or a Kanye West?
John West.
Oh, for sure, dude.
John West? He's a fucking legend.
Yes! Check that shit.
Yeah.
If there was a picture of John West fighting a bear.
Yeah.
No, even if it's just him wrestling a salmon into a boat.
That's still cold.
What would you prefer, that or fucking Kanye being a gay fish?
Yeah. I don't think Kanye West would have band shirts. Like,
I don't think he does.
It probably does, but it's probably like,
he's too fashionable for that.
He's probably, no, his t-shirt's like, I'm Kanye West. P.S. Don't watch Kim Kardashian's sex tape.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody already has. Yeah. So.
We've seen Ray J's dude.
Yeah, in or out.
Kanye. Yeah.
Yeah. In or around.
He needs to invest in the old MI Men in Black kind of.
Yeah, just like, yeah. When Obama's calling you a jackass, you're probably a jackass.
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was after the Taylor Swift shit. When he's like, Beyonce had the greatest video of all time.
Yeah. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let you finish at all.
Oh.
T-shirt I would get anyway, just quickly skipping back to the question from our listener, is I would like to get the Beards t-shirt. Mainly because I can't grow a beard, but I quite like the band. They're an Adelaide band, local band. They have funny video clips. Great band. You know the Beards?
No.
I've seen the shirts before.
Yeah, they. I think they're done by the same people that do your t-shirts. Shout out to Horse Clothing.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Horse Clothing.
Now sponsors Good Friends and Fez podcast.
Maybe. www.horseclothingco.com. Check it all out. Get a shirt if you want. But I'm not going to force you.
Yet to receive any merchandise from them.
We're both wearing t-shirts.
They're both wearing it.
How much we paid for?
At a discounted rate. At a Good Friends and Fez rate. And that discounted rate does not include Fez.
Can they?
It's only the Good Friends category.
If they contact you at horseclothing.co and they...
Horseclothingco.com.
Horseclothingco.com and they quote Good Friends and Fez, will they get a discount?
And a hand job.
That's awesome.
And if they're a girl...
No, but I've had some bad hand jobs from Tyson before, so you may want to skip out on that part. Just get the discount.
I've had a lot more experience since those early days with you, so...
I'm
intrigued.
I broke him into the business.
Haven't got out since.
But anyway, Beards are great. If you're an international listener and you don't know the Beards, from Adelaide and you don't know the Beards, check them out. Hilarious video clips. One of their songs is something like, if your dad doesn't have a beard, you've got two mums. That's a good track. So, just check them out. They're good times.
That's good. That's
yeah. All right. Well, that was the end of the Twitter questions. We're a few beverages in. Is that the end of the conversation?
The second half. Are we taking us out? Horrible.
Second half. If you've enjoyed the second half, I've edited it.
I've tipped my hat to you.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
And it's gone for almost 40 minutes.
We're not doing this again, are we?
Thanks.
Who's going to take us out?
Yeah, Tyson, take us out. You're the first of the podcast.
Oh, that is so rude. I'm not the first of the podcast. All right, well, thank you for joining on this journey, which was number 25.
Yeah.
It's been a great one. It's really been groundbreaking for us in terms of where we've come from and where we've delivered and finished. Sure. And I hope you'll be joining us on number 26 because it's not a special occasion.
Fez
so.
Will be back.
Well, I don't want to do him because last week he said everyone would be on this pod.
He wasn't here last week.
No, well, we said he would be on this pod.
Yeah. And I don't want to make any promises. It might just be Stephen whacking off by himself, you know, moaning and groaning. So
tune in.
Yeah, tune in to number 26. It's going to be pretty good, whatever the fuck it is.
Peace. I didn't do that.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya, audience.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.